everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, today I'm actually responding to something that's going on or something that's happened within my business that I think is going to be really helpful and supportive for you out there. But before we get to that, I just want to say a huge thank you. I feel like I've had so much love and support recently from you guys, whether it's all the amazing reviews that you keep putting on Spotify and on Apple, and I really appreciate it because it means that we can get this content into the hands of the people who are starting their experiment. You know, someone reached out to me recently just to ask, what about the people who don't have any money, who can't afford to invest in all of these human design people, including myself? What then? And I said to her, I'm like, really, the honest truth is that the podcast has all the free information that you need. And I mean, I shouldn't say that. And I'm pretty confident I've pissed off quite a few people in the human design world giving you all of this free information. But the truth is that I genuinely believe that human design is changing the world. It's really having such an impact of raising the frequency of human beings out there ready to do that, to step in. So I feel like it's super important. But I really want you to understand that every single person who reaches out to me, whether it's all the beautiful messages I've got from DMs on Instagram, or it's all the amazing reviews that you're leaving for the podcast, or all the beautiful emails that I'm getting, I just want to say thank you. I genuinely appreciate all of you. And I love that this podcast and my work is having a big impact. And I love that human design is having a big impact because I just know it's transformational for planet Earth. So thank you, everyone, for reaching out and letting me know how much it's supporting you and for just checking in, because it's been a rough few weeks and I've not been well. And I really appreciate all of you as well sending in all of your ideas and your feedback and your healing methods and everything like that. So thank you. Appreciate it. So today, on that note, today what I want to do is I'm actually responding to something that, that's come up in the business. And to be honest, it doesn't happen very often, and it's something I pay very little attention to because remember, what we focus on grows. However, this time, for some reason, unlike the one or two other times it's happened, I was really conscious that it, or at least it kept sticking with me, and not in an unresourceful way, not in a bad way, but just like, actually, I think this could really help and support the other entrepreneurs out there, or budding entrepreneurs, or those of you that are transitioning from corporate or another way of working into your own business and becoming a healer or a reader or whatever it is, right? So what happened last week was that each week I get an email, or maybe it's not every week, maybe it's every month. Anyway, of the reviews that come in for the podcast. And honestly, I think they're all 5-star reviews, and there's freaking hundreds of them, and except for, I believe, 4 of them. Now, in the last email, 2 came in that were 1-star reviews, and they were kind of like, one of them was potentially resourceful, but the other one was unresourceful. And I thought at the time, like, whenever I get feedback, one of the things we have to understand as human beings, whenever we get feedback, and feedback we don't necessarily solicit or we don't like or our ego gets offended by, it's really important that we never act on it instantly. We never take it personally. We never, you know, amplify the response. Now, I also have emotional authority, so I am really used to just slowing it down and letting my emotion, feel the emotion, feel whatever I need to feel about it without attaching a story, without attaching a meaning, and then just letting it move through me. And honestly, this is the same as the other, two other times that it happened. But one of the things I really wanted to cover off is this made me think that there are so many people, and I work with so many clients, with no matter what programs they work in, or their private clients, or even unpacks, that people are genuinely concerned about getting unresourceful feedback, or getting feedback that they don't want to hear that is resourceful. You know, like, this is something that from a mindset point of view, or at least from a mind point of view, from an ego point of view, we're not kind of designed to do. We have to consciously choose how we deal with feedback, which is what I want to help you guys with today. So, how do we deal with feedback? And let me give you a typical line three example, given that I am a line three and this is an experience. So, the first review was a comment on the microphone. Get a new microphone. I was like, okay, cool, no worries. I know that was feedback that I had early on in the series. I also know that my podcast tends to be a podcast that people come to and then they start again. So literally not taking it personally, taking it's like, well, cool, thanks for the feedback. I'll go check that out. Now, as you guys know, it's still not perfect yet. There is definitely an echo, but my microphone is definitely, I'm going to say, an 8 out of 10. So I'm assuming that this person had, you know, listened to one earlier on and it was really bad, or maybe this person just had to have a higher quality microphone for her to be able to listen to the podcast. And we're going to get to that too in a minute. So that was easy. That's fine. Not a problem. But I really want you to know, guys, that when we get feedback in any way, it is really normal for our ego to be like, ugh, you know, like feel bad about it. Like it's our fault, or like we take it on board, or we're not good enough, or like that is really normal. And even though literally feedback and receiving feedback and dealing with feedback is literally something that I was, you know, trained on, I've practiced for years, I've switched out meanings, I've done the mindset, I've, you know, you name it. It's not to say that I don't feel the kick in the guts when you get it. Okay, I really want you to understand that. It's not like it goes away and you're like, I'm completely Teflon. It's just that the time between feeling a little bit kicked in the guts to the time where you're like, sweet, let's move on, is really tiny. And that's what I want for you guys, because I genuinely know and believe that way too many people are not fulfilling their purpose, are not stepping into their superpowers, their authenticity, because they're afraid of this feedback. So, and I'm going to get to that as well. They're going to give you some really clear, not only strategies, but where it actually comes from, why people go about it this way. So one of the other things I want you to understand, of course, this is the Human Design Podcast. I want you to be really conscious of your design. What do I mean by that? So what else could be at play here? I'm a line five. What does that mean? People project their wounds onto me. I'm literally a mirror of the things that trigger someone, or that people have a wound within them that they're not ready to see. So oftentimes, and you guys have heard the story, especially earlier on before I did a lot of my own internal work, my own internal healing, the things that people would say, the feedback I would get was like hurtful and awful. So that's one of the things I'd also like you to really be conscious of. Think about the things in your design that could also be impacting it. You know, do you have a cross that is one that is all about, you know, calling out things that don't work or are untrue, or, you know, responding to bullies? Because this could be something that literally your cross is calling in and you're like, cool, that's not cool. We need to call that out. So bring in the pieces of your chart. Like, what else could be playing out? So that you can really sit with, okay, maybe my energy calls in these things, but again, I'm not going to take it personally. Yeah, I'm not going to take it personally. It's just energy. It's just someone responding to me through the filter, through the frame of their perception of life. So the first one, it's about the microphone. You know, this isn't something that we're necessarily going to take too personally, and there's an easy solution. But what about the second one? The second one, and I can't remember it because I read it once and I haven't got it in front of me. I've got no desire to go back there. But it's something about, was all ready to spend money until you started talking about conspiracy theories and the war or something like that. Okay, so this one is something that does directly touch on like my opinions, my belief, you know, like even to the point that this person has taken the time to say, I was going to spend money with you, but because you've got opinions that I don't agree with, I'm not going to. Now, again, what I want you to understand is that when people give you feedback, all they're doing is showing you what's going on inside of them. Okay, it is showing you what's going on inside of them because they are just projecting their stuff onto you. Now, one of this, and this is of my two other, poor reviews, this topic was covered again, that I was talking about conspiracy theories and, you know, the war. So number one, I've spoken about nothing to do with the war except that it's crap. Because I have no idea. I don't know where I stand on all of it. But the other point is that this person is directly saying, I don't like your opinions. I don't like what you're saying. And this is something that when we're in business or we're a podcaster or, we have a community of any kind or people who are listening to us, this is one of the biggest challenges that we have is because when we stick our neck out, when we actually honestly share an opinion and people criticize us for it, this actually causes us to pull our heads in and go, oh God, well, I shouldn't share that. I shouldn't talk about that because then people won't listen to me and, you know, then this and then that. And the ego takes over, all right? The ego says, who am I to say this or I shouldn't share that because I'll lose clients or whatever it is. But all it is driving us to do is to step away from our authenticity. That's all it's driving us to do. And the honest truth is that we are in a time in the world, in the evolution of, you know, the human race, where if we are not comfortable with other people having different opinions than us, and we're letting other people's differing opinions stop us from learning, growing and transforming, then that's a much bigger problem than someone's opinions that you don't agree with. Do you get me? Let me give you an example. So this person literally says to me, I was going to study with you. Now I'm not because I don't agree with your opinions, right? That's sweet, whatever. Each to their own. I'm not at all fazed. However, the thing that does concern me, as I say, is that people are stopping themselves from transforming their consciousness because they don't like other people's opinions. The example I want to share with you is that when I trained to become a master coach, I went to a school that I believed at the time were the best on the planet. They did such a thorough job. And the CEO of that school is one of the best behavioral coaches you will ever find on planet Earth, okay? However, at no point did I ever share opinions or values or, you know, so much with this person. This person and I, like, we would never be friends. I would never want to hang out with this person. I certainly wouldn't even listen to a lot of what this person says because I'm at the other end of the scale. However, what was I paying money for? I was paying money to become a really, really freaking good behavioral coach. Did I become one? Yes, I did. Why? Because this person is freaking good at what they do. freaking good. Did I let my opinion of this person and my disconnection from the personality of this person stop me? No, of course I didn't. Because one of the primary drivers of raising our consciousness is to stop pointing the finger, making other people wrong, segregating, separating, you know, hating, all of these things, you know. So for me, it was so hypocritical that just because I didn't like this person as a person, that I would not take the opportunity to become a brilliant coach because this person is world class. And this is what I want people to hear. The thing that I think, not only do I want you guys to be able to understand that when people are giving you feedback in any way, it's got just as much, if not more, to do with the other than it has with you. Unless, of course, it is someone who's been doing the work and they're giving you really resourceful feedback. And don't get me wrong, sometimes that can even be challenging, but you're at a point in your journey where you're like, yep, sure, I can see that. Thank you for the feedback. I'm going to try a bit of this and I'm going to try a bit of that. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, who are we as people when it comes to giving feedback, all right? So are you a person? So for me personally, I leave a lot of reviews on Audible books, podcasts. You know, when we were traveling, we would leave cafe and coffee, and like I leave a lot of good reviews. Now, it's part of my policy that I don't leave bad reviews. I just don't. That's just part of who I am. It's part of my DNA, my makeup. What I do is if I have a really bad experience with something, I directly contact the business or the person and I give them feedback. So I don't do the, you know, public shaming version. I will do the direct contact version. Now, sometimes I get no feedback. Sometimes people come back to me and say, I really appreciate it. Thank you. I've even actually got clients out of it because with, you know, never intending to do that, but because I was being that bigger person. I don't need people to see me shame someone. And I think I've done it. Like I think I've literally left a bad, you know, scathing review once in my entire life. I can't even remember what it was about. But I'm really aware that I don't want to leave things that are coming from my ego, not my heart. Okay. And again, these are my opinions. These are my values. Now, I want to give you another example because we're not all the same, obviously. Now, Justin, my husband, he leaves a lot of reviews on a lot of things, and they're not always good, but they're always constructive. They're always constructive. All right. So it's like, it's not about anything personal. It's about, you know, I can't even think of one off the top of my head, but it's a very constructive form of feedback. So I think that we all on planet Earth right now, we need to be conscious. Like, are we being conscious about this process of giving feedback to others? You know, for example, are you lifting people up with your reviews or your feedback? Are you genuinely coming from a place of heart where you want to help this person grow and evolve? Or are you coming from a place of ego that's kind of like, I want to have the power and I want to be in control? And this is something that a lot of people that give feedback do. They feel like they're out of control in their own life. They feel like no one listens to them. They feel like they have no power, no impact. So they find places to do it on the internet. Or they, you know, and these reviews by no stretch of the imagination are those sort of reviews. But this is the thing that I want to sort of inspire in all of us is let's be conscious about the things that we do. Let's be conscious about the feedback we get. And when we receive the feedback, like I would have loved it if these people reached out to me directly, you know, on an email or on Instagram, you know, I would have loved it. Like, just tell me in my freaking microphone. Let me have a proper conversation with you. That would have been really, really helpful. And, you know, to know, is it just this echo that I've still got and, you know, we're still working on trying to fix it, but we have really high ceilings and I don't have a dedicated place. I know someone who used to do all their podcasts in a wardrobe, so that could be coming up later. So that conversation would have been really handy. And, you know, the other one, well, cool. I also would have loved to have a conversation about it, because one of the things that I really, you know, hold as a high value is that I have my opinions, but my opinions come from asking questions of people that believe things at every end of the scale. So again, I would love to have that conversation. And then one of the other things I really want to touch on as well with this feedback, especially if you are early days in your business or transitioning or growing a following or whatever it is, one of the things that can really get in your way is this feedback, because you're kind of like, God, I need to get it right. I need to get it perfect. And one of the biggest things that receiving feedback or fearing critics or fearing feedback or fearing offending people or all of these fears that are very prominent when we're in business is that it's so important that we pick up the mindset and the belief that done is better than perfect. You know, it's really important that we don't let critics or someone with an opinion, because, you know, it's just their opinion, stop us from fully stepping in. And I know that there's so many coaches and entrepreneurs that listen to this podcast. And I want you guys out there, you know, loud and proud and being yourselves and getting it, you know, getting it done and making sure that that fear that everybody feels, like everybody feels the fear of judgment. You know, I really do believe that on some level. And some of us, we've been working on it for years, so it's tiny. But when you start in business, it's not tiny. It's like this whole new frontier. And then everybody wants to have their say about how well you're doing or not doing or doing something. Yeah, it can be challenging. So I really want you to understand that, A, what you put out there is what you get back. So one of the things that I want you to be conscious of is that, you know, are you being a conscious critic? Are you giving resourceful feedback or reviews or whatever it is to the people that you work with, that the podcasts you listen to, the books that you read? Because it's gonna come around, you know. What we put out there is what we get back, which instantly makes me go, oh my God, what did I do to receive this? No, just kidding. And then the other part of it is, like, you have to understand that you cannot let someone else's opinions of you or your business or your opinions stop you from being you, because we are at a really pivotal time right now. And ultimately, we have to raise the frequency of enough people so that we can literally transcend and move into this new paradigm that we talk about from a human design point of view. We have to be able to create heaven on earth. And the way we create heaven on earth is we get enough of us focusing on what we want and how we want the planet to be and how we want relationships to be and creating our heaven on earth so that we can lift the frequency enough for enough human beings to be able to really transition into this incredible new paradigm that is, you know, just around the corner. So, you know, taking responsibility for our part in that, I believe, is really, really important. I trust that it's been really valuable for you today. I also want you to know, for all of you out there with your own business or about to start your own business or thinking about your own business, I got you. You know, it's uncomfortable being an entrepreneur. It can be really challenging, but it's also so much fun. It is so incredibly rewarding. It is absolutely, you know, it makes this MG incredibly freaking happy, let me tell you. So much so that I do too much of it. But I'm really learning that balance. I'm starting to nail that balance. So thank you, everyone, for joining me today. And I so look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.